This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. In his opening remarks on the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today, the Prime Minister expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. He highlighted that while the world has not yet fully recovered from the effects of COVID-19, the state of conflict has also posed significant challenges to Global South nations' development journey. Mr. Modi emphasized that these countries are facing challenges from climate change as well as concerns about health security, food security, and energy security. The Prime Minister also noted that terrorism, extremism, and separatism continue to pose serious threats to the societies. He said that technology divide and new economic and social challenges related to technology are also emerging. The Prime Minister assured India is committed to sharing its experiences and capabilities with all countries of the Global South. He highlighted New Delhi's commitment to promoting trade, inclusive development, progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, and women-led development. He said that in recent years, Global South cooperation has been boosted through infrastructure, digital, and energy connectivity. The Vice President of India, Jagdeep Dhankar, is on a one-day visit to Sri Potti Srimamulu Nellore district in Andhra Pradesh today. Upon his arrival at the police parade grounds in Nellore from Tirupati, the Vice President was warmly welcomed by the Governor of the state, Abdul Nazir. Minister for Municipal Administration and Urban Development, Ponguru Narayan, Minister of Endowments, Annam Ramanarayan Reddy, and other state government officials. From there, he proceeded to Akshara Vidyalaya in Saraswati Nagar, Venkatachalam. Karnataka Governor Thavarchand Gehlot has today granted sanction for prosecution of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in connection with Mysuru Urban Development Authority site allotment scam. The sanction is based on three petitions filed by T.J. Abraham, Pradeep, and Snehamai Krishna. Earlier on 26th of July, Governor Gehlot had issued a show cause notice to CM Siddaramaiah asking him to respond within 7 days on why he should not face prosecution. In response, the Karnataka cabinet had strongly recommended that the governor retract the notice issued to the chief minister, accusing him of misusing his constitutional role. First Deputy Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Dr. Geeta Gopinath, has said that India's growth did much better than expected during the last fiscal year, 2023-24, and the country is expected to become the third largest economy of the world by 2027. Talking to media, Gopinath mentioned that the country needs to create millions of additional jobs in the next 5-6 years. The Indian Medical Association, or IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman doctor at West Bengal Governor-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services will be affected till tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. However, all essential services will be maintained. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. Ace wrestler Vinesh Phogat arrived at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport this morning following her heartbreaking disqualification from Paris Olympics 50kg gold medal match. She was disqualified for being 100 grams overweight before the women's 50kg final bout. Vinesh had to stay back in Paris as she had appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport for a joint silver medal. Her appeal was eventually dismissed upon her arrival in New Delhi. Vinesh received a grand welcome from the fans. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashvani will be revised starting 18th of August, that is tomorrow, from 12 midnight. Hindi news bulletins will be broadcast first, followed by 5-minute English news bulletins. In Bangladesh, 4 more advisers to the interim government were sworn in yesterday. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to them at the Darbar Hall of Bangabhavan, Dhaka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.